Welcome, listeners. This is Dr. Bajaj, one of the co-EICs for the American Journal of Gastroenterology. And on behalf of Dr. Long, who is my colleague at University of North Carolina and co-EIC, I'm delighted to welcome Dr. William Chade, who was also a prior editor of the Red Journal and is now member of the Board of Trustees of the ACG, and is also one of the lead authors for the Helicobacter pylori guidelines published on behalf of the American College of Gastroenterology in the Red Journal. Welcome, Dr. Chade.
Thank you very much, Shas.
So some questions that have come through from our patient-facing committees, when should I consider asking my doctor for an H. pylori test?
Well, individuals that have unexplained upper GI symptoms like abdominal pain, discomfort, or burning would be candidates for testing for H. pylori infection. Certainly, those individuals that have been found to have an ulcer in the stomach or first part of the small intestine called the duodenum should also be tested. Individuals that have a family history of a first-degree relative with gastric cancer should also be tested. And something new in our in this most recent version of the treatment guideline is individuals that are household contacts of a person diagnosed with H. pylori infection should probably also be tested for the infection.
Thank you. Why is it important to treat H. pylori?
Because a small percentage of individuals who are infected will go on to develop significant complications, including peptic ulcer disease, symptoms like we talked about, and a very small proportion of the population can even go on to develop gastric cancer. The good news is that really the gastric cancer only affects a very small percentage of individuals with the infection. But when you look at very large populations, it is a risk factor for gastric cancer.
And why is it so difficult to treat H. pylori?
H. pylori infection is uniquely adapted to live in the human stomach. And by that, I mean, realize that there's a layer of mucus that overlies the lining of the stomach. And because of the really harsh acid environment, your stomach, of course, produces lots and lots of acid, and the pH of the stomach is very low and inhospitable for most bacteria to be able to survive in the stomach. But H. pylori has figured out how to live in that mucus gel that overlies the lining of the stomach and shield itself from that very harsh acid environment of the inside of the stomach. Similarly, so when you give antibiotics to try to treat the infection, it's hard to get high enough concentrations in that mucus gel to be able to kill the bacteria. And that's one of the reasons why we have to use relatively high doses of antibiotics, and we have to use multiple antibiotics to get rid of the infection.
So what happens after I complete treatment? Do I need follow-up?
Yes, you definitely need follow-up. I think it's very important for anyone who's treated for H. pylori infection to undergo a test to make sure that the infection has been cured. And those tests might include a urea breath test, a test where breath samples are collected after the administration or ingesting a chemical that is broken down by H. pylori infection and releases certain gases that can be measured in the breath, or a stool test that looks for certain antigens or proteins that are shed by the organism and can be identified in the stool sample.
I've also heard probiotics may be useful in helping the antibiotics treat H. pylori. What is your opinion on that?
Yes, I think patients ask about this quite often, and everybody's super excited about the possibilities with probiotics, including an H. pylori treatment. There is some evidence to suggest that taking a probiotic may reduce the side effects associated with the antibiotics that we use to treat H. pylori infection. There's also some evidence to suggest that taking a probiotic may increase the effectiveness of antibiotic treatment for H. pylori infection. But in our careful analysis of the studies that have been published on this topic, we came to the conclusion that while there is some evidence to suggest that this might be the case, we do not feel that it rises to the level of being definitive, and therefore we did not make a recommendation for use of probiotics with H. pylori treatment with antibiotics.
Well, thank you so much for your wonderful comments that were very insightful and will be very helpful to our listeners. And on behalf of everyone at the American Journal of Gastroenterology, I thank you for your time and for your colleagues to create this very nice guideline that is now online at the Red Journal. Thank you.